The other thing I went with a legal notepad that was blank. And I thought, this is a discovery deposition and I'm going to let the witness do all the talking and just kind of do a meandering deposition and wait for all the answers. And I just thought that was a great idea. And I've really learned, having heard Professor McCormick, Liz, and Paula this morning, and then even before that time, as I wrote my book, Winning at Deposition, it's a focused deposition that is the key to this. So going in unprepared, just hoping that you'll create something magically by the witness talking, is not either efficient or a practical way to take a deposition. So we do have a question here, and I guess I'll direct it to you, Quentin, and I may save you from your embarrassing moments of your first deposition if you don't want to get to that. But the question is, I'd like to hear more about cost savings conducting depos by Zoom, non-steno but recorded. How does one convert that into usable transcripts, or do you use the video in trial? So I don't know if you've had a chance yet, Quentin, to do that yet, but answer that as best you can.
Well, there is a way under the rules. You can have you don't have to have a court reporter present there when it's taken. You can just video it and or Zoom it. I have never done that. I've always had a court reporter present. My view is, if it's worth taking the deposition, it's worth taking it and expending the resources. My concern would be if I lost that recording or there was a technical issue, I at least have a backup transcript that's been prepared by a court reporter. And so I don't have a very specific answer to that question. Shane, there was a question before that, though, about handling a hostile witness when the lawyer presenting that witness will not rein them in. I can address that question, I think, in a little more detail. When you've got a witness who is being enabled, whether implicitly or explicitly by the lawyer presenting them, who's not reining them in, the witness is arguing with you, the witness is interrupting, the witness is asking you, the deposing lawyer, questions and, you know, turning this into an examination of you. Why do you want to know that? Well, what about this? What about that? First, I put the witness and the lawyer on notice that there's a problem. I say something to the effect of, we're taking this by the rules, and under the rules, I'm asking the questions and you're required to give responsive answers to those questions unless your lawyer instructs you not to, and something to that effect. Then sometimes I will actually look at the lawyer and say, I'm giving you one more warning, and then I may well discontinue this deposition and call the judge from here, if we can reach the judge, or discontinue the deposition and file a motion and seek my court costs and the cost of bringing a court reporter back here to take your deposition a second time or to continue the taking of your deposition. I have found that when you go before the judge, if you've created a record, a reasonable record, explaining, not threatening, not raising your tone, even if the other side, the lawyer or the other witness, the witness is yelling or raising their tone, staying calm, but putting the other side on notice of what is going to happen, then judges are much more receptive to lowering the boom later of saying, well, you were told that Brogdon would seek court costs and this and that. And I remind the judge, I put them on notice. I gave them every chance to correct the behavior. They did not. What you should not do is get in the mud with the witness or with the other lawyer and start raising your tone or having an argument. That's the best advice I can give on that issue.
And just to add on to what Quentin said, I liked his idea of lowering the temperature in the room. And so maybe taking a break off the record, you get outside and say, hey, opposing counsel, what is this really all about? What is it, a discovery issue you haven't gotten? Or why are you not letting me just take this deposition before you go back on the record? And then I know the answer from talking to a lot of other lawyers, but I'm curious, Quentin, how many times have you ever had to go to court to get sanctions for questions that weren't answered in your deposition?
Just a bare handful of times have I actually had to pull the trigger. Usually 90%+ of the time, handling it in the way I'm talking about. And Shane pointed out a very important component that I did not mention earlier. That is a part of my repertoire as well. I will go and call a break, talk to just the lawyer, lawyer to lawyer, and I'll say, here's what's getting ready to happen. Please talk to your witness. Not only is it okay with me, I'm empowering and requesting that you go have a private conference with your witness. remind them about the rules. As you can see, I'm not violating them, but your client or your witness or whoever it is violating the rules. And almost always that works. One time I remember distinctly, the other lawyer pounded his fist on the table, got up in a threatening manner as though he was going to get in a fist fight and all these things. And I filed a motion, and that case then settled for exactly what I had been demanding, because that lawyer did not want to go before the judge. That's not why I filed the motion, but that was an interesting outcome from that result. So to answer your question, Shane, almost never do you have to actually have to pull the trigger on that threat.
And Quinn gave me the answer that I've heard from all lawyers at all levels of experience and I don't want to say quality, but it's just a handful. So people who've been around 40 years, less than five times have they ever had to do that. And Quinn, I think the reason, and there may be others, is that in the end, both lawyers know that when you get to the judge, one of two things, if it's egregious, like Quinn has said in his example, and it's really laid out, that lawyer knows, hey, I'm going to lose money and have to do this all over again at my expense. Or if it's kind of a 50-50 and you're both are kind of angry at each other and you haven't worked it out, the judge is going to say, hey, Shane, hey, Quinn, y'all need to go work this out, start the deposition again. So you spent all this time getting back to the same place so they both know, hey, during this break off the record.